Welcome back. It's another episode of Afternoon Delight. It's Kyle Rush. I was waiting on it. Ben Taylor. Ben Taylor joined us for the Barncast Live last night, which was fun.
That was fun.
Huge audience. That was a blast. But there's something, Ben, that I want to talk about today. And I don't even really know what to title this thought. But there seems to be this idea at Auburn. And it's Auburn fan base mostly that I'm seeing it because I obviously talk with and follow the Auburn fan base the most. But there's this concept, this perception at Auburn that high school recruiting doesn't matter anymore. And, you know, so we're not even going to get excited over high school guys because you're just going to lose them.
Yeah.
And then I really started to think about that in depth. Like I started to think about, okay, let's really think about what Auburn's lost. And then if you take away from high school guys, if you take away this past coaching change, portal exit class, okay, yep. which was rough. Like there's no doubt about it. You lost.
I think that's with any coaching change you're going to have that, though.
Sure. Auburn really has not had a ton of loss in the portal as far from high school guys. I can remember doing a show, and the biggest loss at the time in the Hugh Freeze era was Braden Joyner leaving to go to Purdue.
Yep.
And then you had Bo Nix, you know, that left with, you know, the coaching. It wasn't a coaching change, but, you know, all the issues with Brian Harsin after year one. But for the most part, Auburn's a program that when you recruit high school guys, they typically stay. Like, especially if you end up being good.
Yeah.
I don't this idea we take such a small snapshot of what's actually happened and make that the rule forever. And I'll tell you another thing, quarterbacks seem to we really lock into quarterbacks and we don't look at the whole picture. But yeah, Auburn for the most part ain't lost a ton when you bring in high school guys.
No, and when you coaching, that's one of those things where you know how when you're coming up with averages, you throw out the high and you throw out the low. Yeah. I throw out the coaching change years, and yeah. I'll go as far as to say I know that what you said about Harsin that wasn't necessarily a change, but Bo gave it a shot and it just did not go well. At least behind closed doors, it's not like he was overtly pissed off about it. He didn't come out publicly and be like, this staff is not what I, you know, he just, you know, I'm going to put myself in a position to get drafted. And you know what? It worked. He's playing for Denver. He's a starter. So
yeah,
that does not happen at Auburn. He probably is playing for the New York Jets. If he's at Auburn and he's a backup at the Jets. So, and I just threw that name, that team out there, because they're terrible, but you got to throw the highs and the lows out, and you know, coaching changes, you're going to get, but then again, in coaching changes, you see Golish coming in. He brings in umpteen people with him too. So yes, you lose, but you, I don't want to say automatically gain, Kyle, but you got guys that are going to follow their staff and follow their what they're comfortable with, which speaks to if a coach stays at a place long enough and does what they're supposed to do. And like you said, especially when, I think when they get these high school guys in, they'll want to stay for Golish and staff. They'll want to stay for Golish and Durkin. They'll want to stay for, you know, what they see in the product.
Well, they're already staying for Durkin.
Yeah. And that's a good point. That's what I was going to lead into is you see the coach that didn't leave, he retained a lot on the defense. So I'm with you. I think there's this perception across college football, not just Auburn, but across college football where they go, oh, you got to rebuild every year. And I'm like, I don't know that it's rebuild, but you probably do have to go out and get one or two pieces that are going to make a difference. And then the rest of the guys are going to be for depth, for needs that you may have if somebody goes down. But I don't think it's not like basketball where you got to overhaul your entire starting five. And I'm not saying that's Auburn. I'm saying that's college basketball wide. You're not having to overhaul your entire starting 11 on offense. or your entire starting 11 on defense. You're just having to put some pieces in place. So, and I think part of this spawned from, you mentioned the Barncast that we did on Sunday night.
Let me read a comment from there. Okay. Hard to get excited about recruiting in this era. We're excited about great recruits in the past, and now they're playing elsewhere. Waste of energy getting excited about a player so early on. And he did say, y'all are great. I love the show. But the thing is, like, that hasn't been the case. Like, that has not been the case up until this coaching change. Like, right. We've gotten great players. Auburn's gotten great players, and they stay.
Yeah.
For the most part. I don't see Auburn bringing in 50 guys this offseason again. Like, I don't know that that's going to be the case, that Auburn brings in 50 new guys, especially considering how young a lot of these contributors are that are going to be, you know, sophomores and juniors. We're kind of going off the edge, like we're going off the deep end as far as recruiting, high school recruiting goes. And, you know, we're really, really still butthurt about losing Cam Coleman and losing Perry Thompson and losing, you know, Malcolm Simmons. And I get it. Like, that sucks. But again, it was a coaching change.
Yeah.
It was a coaching change, and they just experienced some really bad losses. But for the most part, they stayed multiple years.
They did.
You know what I mean? They stayed multiple years. And Malcolm Simmons stayed 2 years, and Malcolm Simmons didn't get the ball as much as he should have his freshman year. I guess Bryce Kane probably should have left. You know what I mean? But he stayed even through a coaching change. Like, I don't think this reality that we've created that if we get excited over a high school recruit, there's an 80% chance he's not going to be here. I don't think that's reality. I think for the most part at Auburn, if you just put together a pretty decent football team, they're going to stay. They're going to want to play for you.
Yeah.
And Auburn's got the resources to help keep them. So I don't know. I just that epiphany just hit me. I'm like, wait, why are we just dumping now high school recruiting all of a sudden when that's not really been the reality for the past really ever?
And what I was going to say is I think it spawned from, you know, the Barncast that we did Sunday night where we talked about, you know, bringing in a three-star quarterback. And people were like, they were literally chirping in the chat where they said, well, bring in a three-star guy, even if he develops, he's just going to go somewhere else or he won't play. And I'm like, but we don't know that. Like, that's not what history has proven. I know that, yes, quarterback turnover has proven to be an issue, but that was also under different staffs. That's not under what we're seeing now. So, you know, I'm not going to be that guy that says, oh, you got to give him a chance, because I did that with Hugh, and you see where that got me. So I can't do the, oh, you got to give him. I've burned that. I've used my bullet. Barney Fife has used his bullet. But I will say that the perception, not just across Auburn, but across college football, is – it's the Wild West and everybody's having to rebuild every year. I think it's just a big misconception, unless you're a smaller tier program, because you and I talked about, if you're Fresno State, you may have to, because you know what? You're telling guys, come play for us, get on the field so you can go somewhere else.
They'll get you a check.
That's what that's how they're recruiting. That's what their head coach said. You and I talked about how much we love the fact that he said it, because it is true. If you go out there and you put numbers up, somebody's coming to get you. And you can go get that check that you're talking about. But I don't think that's happening at the Auburns and the Georgias and the Alabamas and the Tennessees. Yeah, you're going to have three or four guys. And when there's a coaching change, yep, you're going to have a dozen. But that's because the guys that recruited them, the guys that coached them, have had it elsewhere. And if they like their position coach, they may even go with them. So that's part of it. So yeah. I don't think that that's a big of a thing at Auburn as everybody's making it out to be, but that seems to be the talk of the offseason, just about, especially since the transfer portal, just about every year. And almost to a negative aspect, Kyle, where they're already thinking, all right, let's take a look at the roster. Who do we plan on losing next year? Like, fans are already going, who are we? And I'm like, we haven't even got through the season yet, guys. Let's wait. We don't know.
Yeah, yeah. I just, again, high school recruiting still matters. It's okay. There's a better chance. How about this? Now, quarterback can be different. I agree that quarterback may be different than other positions. But if you go get a guy like Donovan Moore, there's a good chance Donovan Moore is going to play at Auburn. There's a good chance Donovan Moore is going to start at Auburn. Okay? You go get a guy like George Lamons Jr., a high four-star tight end, there's a pretty good chance that kid's going to play at Auburn. And I can go down the list. Like, this idea that, like, none of these high school kids end up playing is very realistic unless you're making last year the rule instead of the exception. I got another one that fans are going with that go ahead.
Before you get to break, let me say this. I will say a couple of positions that really stick out in my mind, defensive line and linebacker. And I think that they do a great job, the coaches do, including the staff, because, I mean, it's still under Durkin, where they're letting those guys know, look, we got to put some meat on you. We got to teach you some technique. You know, you were a monster in high school, but you're also playing against monster offensive linemen now in college, so it's a little different. And I think that they're putting the picture out there, and these guys are buying in because they're not going anywhere. They're staying with their coaching staff. They're staying with what they're learning, and they're reaping the rewards, you know, in either year number two, definitely year number three. And then you even see them come up on the board as far as draft day.
Well, I mean, that's, you know why, Ben? Because they're coached well. That side of the ball has been coached well and managed well, even through the dark ages since the portal was a thing. Auburn's been pretty good, pretty salty on defense. And guess what? When you coach guys well, they typically will stay and play for you. So if you do that on offense, you can have the exact same success. I want to talk about another theory or another talking point that I'm seeing that I want to address in just a second. Want to give a shout out quick to buyauburn.com. If you have an Auburn owned business, if you're an Auburn alumni or fan and you own a business anywhere in the country and you want to let other Auburn fans know how to find you and where to find you, get you a listing on buyauburn.com. It's less than $1 a day, guys. And we're talking about this on every single show that we have to thousands and thousands of Auburn fans. Jump in, and we're adding a new business. It feels like every single day. It's buyauburn.com. And then, Ben, I dropped some new gear last night at AUShirts.com. You got to go check out the hats. I got some sick hats. I retooled the T-shirts a little bit better T-shirt, I believe, that we have available. And then those lightweight hoodies, shelled out a bunch of those. There's some new colors and designs. I think y'all really like that. So check that out as well. It's AUShirts.com. Ben, I'm hearing this a lot too, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's like you can only have one or the other. Hugh Freeze has just mined you-know-what at us far as recruiting goes, okay? So if you recruit well, you could have poor coaching. And then if you recruit average, you could have great coaching. It's like you got to have one or the other. People think I see it so often where it's like, oh man, we're going to take these three stars and we're going to have fantastic coaching and it's going to be better than recruiting, you know, the four stars and have bad coaching. And I'm like, why not both?
Yeah.
I guarantee you that Alex Golish, Andrew Warsaw, Alex Fagans are not going. That guy's too good. That guy's too good for us, so we're going to take a guy three steps below him because that will allow us to coach better. Mycen Johnson-Cook is a really, really good player. He's a top 50 player in the country. Like, they're going to try to do it all. Like, they're going to try to do both. They're going to try to go get the best players they can, and then they're going to try to coach the best they can. You don't have to have – one or the other. There was nothing wrong. There was nothing wrong with what Hugh Freeze did off the field recruiting wise had 0% to do with the results on the field.
Right.
The roster he put together, sans maybe quarterback, last season was really good. And you don't have to look any further in seeing where the guys that left, where they went, and that will be starters in the SEC at several of the places that these guys went. So you can do both. Like, you actually need to try to do both.
Yes. Yeah, well, And it amazes me that we've kind of fallen into complacency as fans where they think that you can't do both. Like they think it's a either or. And you know, I've said before, go back to Tommy Tuberville. One of the best stories I ever heard him say was that's why he would not just go to football games. He'd go to like the basketball games. He could see the athletic ability of somebody and see if they could put him in a position. And even if they were a 4 or 5 star, he was like, yeah, but we can do this with them and make them even better if they're a 5 star. Or he may have seen a guy that was a 3 star that, like we were talking about with Chapman, that only has seen 10 games and saw potential there and was like, okay, we can turn that 3 into a 5. Whereas it seemed like with the Hugh Freeze there, hate to keep harping on him, the recruiting was there. They just didn't get better when they got here, or they were not put in position to get better.
It wasn't because of the recruiting. It was because of the coaching when they got coaching. Here.
Yeah, because you just mentioned it in the last segment where you talked about on the defensive side of the football, that coaching was fine.
Sure.
And those guys are staying, and those guys are productive. And we put one, in, you know, we put a couple in the NFL back on this past draft. But, you know, on the offensive side of things, there was some work that needed to be done, and there could have been better. And I understand that it could have started at the quarterback position, but there were some other things, offensive line, some techniques, some issues there, and they could have been a little bit better. So, the complacency where you get to the point where you go, let's get if we get the 5 star, fine, but then we're done. No, you got to continue to work. And I think that we've got that with the staff, at least preliminary from what I've seen. I think that everybody comes in on an even keel and they work them hard. They push them. They throw in a lot at them. You and I have talked about this. I think it's very impressive that they got through the entire offensive playbook during the spring. So those guys all know that coming into fall. And all they got to do is help the younger guys that are coming in as freshmen learn that and put them in a position to succeed. And it's not that I'm bugging. It's that I'm telling you that there's a lot of potential there. There was before, and it wasn't taken advantage of. Yeah. Now there is even more potential with some of the transfers and some of the young guys that are coming in that, if it is done the right way, can put Auburn in a good position to be successful over the next decade or so, if done correctly.
Yeah. And like, this is also like, if you follow recruiting at all, you're not going to have 15. If the class is 15 or 16 guys, you're not going to have 15 all 4 and 5 stars. That's not ever happened. That's not going to happen for the number one recruiting class.
Nope.
You're going to have some guys that are 3 stars because there's just so many of them, and you're going to evaluate and you're going to pick those guys out. But at the same time, we're acting as if this class, and Zach mentioned this last night, and I thought this was fantastic. We're acting like this class has nothing but 3 stars in it. Like, it's just, we're going mining for diamonds in the rough, and like, we're not going to go try to get some of the best players in the country. Wait till you see the Big Cat Weekend visitor list and potential commits that come out of this weekend. I mean, like he said, Mycen Johnson Cook, top 50 player. Donovan Moore, top 140 player. George Lamons, top 250 player. Brylan Odor is a composite 4 star on 247, which means they took all the ratings of every site and accumulated them, and he was a 4 star on average there. So that's 4 of your 6 commits. And still, you only got 6 commits. That's 4 of your 6 right there, and they're all 4 stars.
Yeah, only 3 stars you have is the quarterback you just got, and then one of the other guys that we grabbed.
A lineman. I'm going to read this just because I just don't get it. I don't get where these narratives come from. A lineman with an offer from Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, Pittsburgh, Georgia Tech. I mean, literally some of the best schools in the country. I mean, as far as offensive line go, I mean, I think I'd take anybody that Alabama or Georgia – or hell, even Missouri now. In Georgia Tech, Brent Key, I'll take any offensive lineman Brent Key wants. You know what I mean?
And you and I talked about Chapman, the quarterback situation. He got a 3 star because he's only played 10 games. That's it.
Yeah, he's a relatively unknown.
And so, and it's funny because even some of the people in the chat when we did the Barncast was they were saying, hey, I live in the Atlanta area. I've had a chance to watch this kid play. He's electric. And this is against big schools that have a lot of A's. And so Kyle doesn't like that. And Kyle doesn't like that.
I don't like the way they list it out. That's dumb. I know. To put each individual A, that's silly. Just put the number in front of the A. Number six A. That's what you should put.
I'm going to have this discussion with Buford. That's one of the big schools over there. Our own Christian Griffin that works here at the radio station with us, that's where he went to high school and played baseball there. And I'm going to ask him, what's the deal? What are we doing? I said, Kyle's got a problem with the A's. So I'll bring that up to him.
So in summation.
Yes.
Okay. Number one, what was the first thing we talked about? I've lost my train of thought.
Well, we're talking about the rebuild, and everybody thinks everybody.
Oh, yeah. Number one, good teams will retain a lot of their high school players. That's bottom line. So the idea that Auburn don't get excited over high school guys because they're all going to leave is not anything you can point to in this transfer portal era that is reality when it comes to Auburn football. This if you want to count the coaching change as the rule versus the exception, then that's on you, okay? Yeah. And then number two, you can recruit well and you can develop and coach well. You can do both. And I guarantee you this staff is going to try to do both. They're going to try to close Carlos May this weekend, four-star interior defensive lineman. They're going to try to close Jeremiah Culpepper, another four-star linebacker. They're going to try to close, you know, the safety from is it Aprico Bailey, the big time safety from Prattville, who's a high four-star. They're going to try to close talented guys because that's what good teams do. They go recruit really well, then they retain them and develop them. You can do both, and they're going to try to do both. It's you don't have to have one or the other.
And so that's one and two. And number three is quit thinking that Auburn's just recruiting three stars because that's all they can recruit. That is not the case.
Jeez. Three-star you. Oh.
Yeah. I mean,
come on, guys. What are we doing?
You read it too all the time, man. And then I didn't realize that it was only two. And, again, the two are one guy that played 10 games who's apparently electric and plays – at a school that has a lot of A's. And then the second guy is a lineman that is being recruited by friggin' Georgia Tech, Alabama, and Georgia.
Yeah. So
clearly he's better than a three-star, or they don't – or offers. Excuse me. Not recruited, offers from those schools.
I mean, interior offensive linemen don't get the love from rankings that, like, the tackles do anyway. So, regardless, recruiting – would you say the bottom line of the show is – high school recruiting still matters.
It totally matters.
Still matters.
I mean, that is the future of your program because regardless of what you've seen, again, this is rule versus exception, it's not a mass exodus. They come in, they work, they stay. Quit looking at the quarterback, quit looking at the coaching change, and look at the overall canvas of everything that's been laid out and painted out and see what comes about from it. And it's not a bunch of kids coming in, signing, and leaving. It's just that is a perception that
not just reality.
Every fan needs to get out of their mind at the top tier level. The Michigans, Ohio States, Alabamas, Georgia, Auburn, Florida. That
and now if you go stink it up and you suck, then sure. I mean, that could happen.
Yeah.
But for the most part, if you're a well-coached football team, you've already seen it on the defensive side. A lot of the core guys on that defense are going to be guys that were recruited out of high school, even through a coaching change.
Yep.
Okay, I'm done. I'm off my soapbox. Okay.
Yep, I love it.
I still don't like the A's for Georgia high school football. I think that's silly.
I'll make a
call. If you're in 2A – don't put two A's side by side. Do a number two, and then do an A, and so on and so forth. So if it's 6A, don't list out six individual A's. Put a six and then an A, and then move on.
Listen, I'm with you. I just think you're getting really worked up over it, and you're causing yourself a lot of stress. And go buy a hat. Go to buy Auburn.
I'm gonna go buy a Boog hat from.
And then go to aushirts.com and get you another Boog hat.
There you go, Ben. Appreciate it, brother.
We'll see, man.
We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.